Coming up on episode number 486, in honor of the birthday of Mick Tucker, who is guitarist and vocalist for the UK band The Sweet, or Sweet as they were called in the US, we're going to present the Sweet cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's July 17th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Now, I did promise you a Harry Chapin cover story, and as I started putting music together for it, I realized that I had three really good songs, three really good covers, but not a lot else. I had a couple other covers I could put in there, but it wasn't a show I was really happy about, so I decided to scrap that. I'll save those three really good Harry Chapin songs, maybe for something right around his birthday, as opposed to the anniversary of his death, and do a cover story based on somebody's birthday, especially based on a band that I've loved ever since I first heard them way back in the early 70s, early to mid 70s. Just to give you some background, the group was The Sweet, or Sweet as they were called in the US. They started out in 1968 as a band called The Sweet Shop, and in 1970 they shortened it to just Sweet. And in 1975, I picked up my very first long playing record, which happened to be Desolation Boulevard, which was their big breakthrough album. Had Ballroom Blitz, Fox on the Run, Action. I'm trying to remember, did it have Blockbuster? I think it had Blockbuster on there as well. Anyway, a collection of great, great songs, and I'm going to be presenting covers of those as well as some other ones. We're going to kick things off with stuff that was kind of in their first generation, or their first style, the original style. They started off more as a bubblegum pop group than as the power pop group that they evolved into. And that's largely in part to the work of Nicky Chinn and Mike Chapman, who are a couple of British songwriters who wrote their original songs and then kind of evolved with them as the band evolved into the hard-driving rock and roll. So let's start with one of their most famous songs from that early period, covered here by the Rubinoos from their 2002 album Crimes Against Music. Here's Sweet's Little Willie.
Little Willie won't
by Tammy and the Lords of Misrule with a cover of Wig Wham Bam, one of those great early sweet songs that just talked about, you know, teenage love and messing around in the back of a car at the drive-in or whatever. That comes from a 2002 Not Lame compilation called Right to Choose, Bubblegum Classics Revisited, a great compilation disc from Not Lame that that focuses basically on covers of those great AM pop bubblegum hits of the 1970s. Terrific album and a terrific song from that album. Before that, Funny Funny, another one of those real sugary sweet songs, pop songs from Sweet, covered by Flora Pop for a Sweet tribute album called Are You Ready, Steve? Of course, taken from that opening line to Ballroom Blitz. That's another Not Lame compilation that came out in 2004. And if you're a fan of Sweet at all, it's a great one to pick up because it's just a power pop who's who with so many great covers on that album. Flora Pop again right there with Funny Funny. And then we start off the set with Little Willie by the Rubinews from their album Crimes Against Music, which came out in 2002. Your sponsor, my sponsor, how about our sponsor for Coverville tonight, is Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA, with a great collection of products that I always talk about, the Audio Engine 2s, the Audio Engine 5s, the Audio Engine W1 premium wireless audio adapter, and their Audio Engine S8 subwoofer, which I haven't had the pleasure to try out yet, but I have tried out the speakers, which are fantastic, and I've tried out the wireless audio adapter, which is fantastic. Now, I'm going to be using all this stuff on Saturday night. I've got a party that we're throwing out here, and we want to have the same music playing inside as we do outside. We've got speakers outside and we've got speakers inside, but they're not wired the same. So what we're going to be doing is using the Audio Engine W1s to spread the sound between the iPod, which is plugged into the speakers outside, also sending it to a pair of Audio Engine 5 speakers inside. What's really cool about the Audio Engine 5s is they've got a USB port on the top right next to the 1/8-inch jack for the stereo. So you can plug these Audio Engine W1 USB adapters into your iPod and then the other one into the speaker and transmit your sound from one place to the other. There's no latency, so when people go inside and out, they're going to be hearing the music playing the same in both places. Now, so I've told you all about the products. Here's the cool part, and this is something that I have wanted to do for you guys since I started having Audio Engine as a sponsor. We've got a coupon code right now going on that gets you 10% off all Audio Engine products for Coverville fans. When you go and purchase your Audio Engine products from Audio Engine USA or Coverville/Audio Engine, use the coupon code COVER10, that's COVERTEN, all one word, no spaces, and you'll get 10% off your order. Anything from the wireless audio adapters, the little dongles that transmit your audio wirelessly throughout the house, or the desktop speakers or the bookshelf speakers, any of that stuff will get you that 10% off code. COVER10 is what you want to use. Check it out, Audio Engine USA, or just visit the show notes for the link, which is coverville.com/audioengine. So the first part of the show here was their kind of sugary bubblegum kind of pop, Sweet's bubblegum kind of pop. We're going to move into the sound that they started to develop in. Now, Nicky Chinn and Mark Chapman would write these AM pop masterpieces. Bubblegum classics. But they noticed that when the band was writing their songs, they'd write the rest of the album and they'd write their B-sides. They were taking a much harder approach to their music, a much more glam, kind of a T-Rex, Mott the Hoople, Queen kind of sound to them. Gary Glitter, another comparison there. So when the band was writing those heavier songs, well, so did Chapman and Chinn. And their songs, as they started getting more into the 70s, started taking on that harder edge. Here is still one of their early songs, but one with a decidedly harder edge. It's a group called Throttleback Sparky from their self-titled album, a terrific track called Hellraiser.
Mama let me out on a Saturday night. She said, now go out and get her going, hold her tight. I said, Mama, you don't understand. Every time I touch her hand, it's like I'm burning in the fires from hell. I hold her too long, you never can tell. But what happened to me wouldn't want you to see. She's a hellraiser, star chaser, trailblazer, natural born raver. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a hellraiser, star chaser, trailblazer, natural born raver. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like a flash out of hell when she's shaking her. Woo! Everyone fell at her feet, and that's neat. And she took me calm, completely by surprise, with her ultrasonic eyes flashing like hysterical danger signs. Say, beware where you tread, you'll go out of your head.
Look out!
She's a hellraiser, star chaser, trailblazer, natural born raver. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a hellraiser, trailblazer, natural born raver. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hellraiser, 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 Hellraiser. Mama, you don't.
It's like I'm burning in the fires from hell. I hold it too long, you just can't tell. Well, what happened to me wouldn't want you to see. She's a hellraiser, star chaser, trailblazer, natural born raver. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a hellraiser, star chaser, trailblazer, natural born raver.
Take care. You better watch out if you've got long black hair. They come from behind, you go out of your mind. You better not go, you never know what you'll find. You're looking inside, you'll be surprised. You don't know what's going on behind the disguise. Nobody knows where Buster goes. He sealed your woman out from under your nose. Does anyone know the way? We hear someone say, we just haven't got a clue, man. Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way to block Buster. The cops are out, they're running about. Don't know if I'll ever be able to block Buster out. He's gonna be caught, he's gonna be taught. Does he won't just leave like anyone here I did thought. Does anyone know the way? Did we hear someone saying, we just haven't got a clue what to do? Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way to block Buster. We'll be right back. just haven't got a clue, man. Rockbuster! I don't know, baby. I just haven't got a clue. Help me get the Blockbuster. Just forget about it. Meet me in the jungle room, honey. We'll have our own Blockbuster.
Let's hit.
Yeah.
That is an electro alternative artist from Paris named Charles de Gaulle from an album called Etat General, which came out in 2002. Now that is, I'm a sucker for the band mashup, not the not necessarily the mashup that a person puts together by chopping up songs and assembling them in an audio program, but a band or an artist that performs two songs in one. And that one combines Ballroom Blitz, as you heard there, originally by Sweet, combined with John Congo's He's Gonna Step on You Again, which was also covered and probably performed most famously by Happy Mondays in the early 90s as just plain Step On. It was, for Sweet, it was a number five hit in the U.S. in 1975, and that one is called He's Gonna Step on Your Ballroom Blitz Again by Charles de Gaulle. Before that, you heard Blockbuster by The King from his 1998 album Gravelands. Now, The King is, as you can tell, an Elvis impersonator who put together an album, Gravelands, covering other artists who'd passed away. So, I mean, you can basically guess, you know, who's on there. It's a who's who of the dead set with Jimi Hendrix, Sid Vicious. He does a cover of Something Else, Tim Buckley, Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding, Nirvana, Frank Sinatra, that sort of thing. The King from the album Gravelands with his cover of Blockbuster. And then that set started with Hellraiser by Throttleback Sparky from their self-titled album. It's one of my favorite names of bands I've played here on the show, Throttleback Sparky. All right, Coverville 500 is coming up, and you can get your very own piece of the action. That's a little foreshadowing there. Make a donation to Coverville of $30 or more sometime in the next month by August 15th. A great way to support the show and support the upcoming concert, which is turning out to be pretty expensive. For that $30 donation, I will send you a free DVD set. Looks like it's going to be three DVDs containing the first 500 episodes of Coverville. So obviously those will get shipped out after the 15th when that 500th episode takes place. But it'll be a great memento, a great collection, and a great way to catch up on those old episodes. For example, hearing some of those other Sweet covers I've played in the past. Check it out, coverville.com. Use the PayPal link on the right side of the page and make your donation if you want these DVDs. All right, let's continue on in that Desolation Boulevard time period, which again was their heavy rock and power pop sound. Ballroom Blitz opened up that album, if I remember correctly. And continuing on with another one of those most popular songs by Sweet, this one is Girl School, is the name of the band, and it comes from a CD that combines two of their albums, Nightmare at Maple Cross and Take a Bite. Here's Girl School with Fox on the Run.
to me to satisfy your intellectual
words in the air.
Love is Like Oxygen by a band called Space Eater from a 1999 compilation called Pop Squad Presents 1978. And I've been looking online for this thing to be able to provide you a link to where you can find it and buy it if you like it. And I can't find it anywhere, even in the used or the auction house on Amazon, not auction house, marketplace on Amazon. But if anyone finds a copy of it or finds a link to where people can buy copies of it, let me know and I'll add it to the show notes. Love is Like Oxygen was the last single by Sweet to chart. It made it to number 8 in the U.S. in 1978, and a great version of it there by Space Eater. Before that, Action from Def Leppard, and you could tell it was Def Leppard about halfway through when it started to sound a little bit like Pour Some Sugar on Me. That comes from a UK release, I believe it's a UK release, of Vault, which is a Def Leppard Greatest Hits package that came out with several different versions in the US and in the UK. I believe it's the UK version that includes that cover of Action that came out in 1995. And then we started that set off with Fox on the Run by Girl School from that Nightmare at Maple Cross / Take a Bite double album on one CD, which came out in 2006. Fox on the Run, incidentally, was the first song that Sweet wrote, the first of their hits that they wrote without Chin and Chapman, and it made it to number 5 in 1976 on the U.S. Billboard charts. And with that little bit of trivial information, we're going to bring this episode of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We will be back on Sunday night with the All Request Show. If you've got something you want to hear, make sure to let me know about it. And then some fun stuff coming up next week in the form of a Rolling Stones cover story, a little band called the Rolling Stones next Thursday, followed by a Kate Bush and Grateful Dead cover story the week after that. So get your ideas in, your suggestions, your thoughts, and we'll see if we can get them in the show. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.